So there's two elements over here. He says he focuses on the fact that it's atem, that you, all of Klai Yisrael together as a unit, Lashon Rabim, and there's Nitzavim Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. They're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the passage says this happens Hayom, this day. We find whenever we have the phrase of Hayom, of this day, because Al Darshan, this is something that you see that like it happens as if it's happening today. When you're reading this pasuk and you say Hayom, it shouldn't be referring to you in your mind to what happened over 3,000 years ago. You should be feeling that that there's some element that is happening right now. There is, I call Hayom Yubin Echel Kechadoshim. Hayom Mekalos Yishmo, etc. So every day a person should feel he's standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When does that happen? They said that happens in the moment the person is davening. That should we say something like this? So maybe the person is standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're standing nitzavim, and you're standing up straight. That more so, that the 18 brachas correspond to the 18 vertebrae of the person's spine, because that's what a human being is able to stand, able to stand erect as he's saying Shemoneh Esrei. So the process of tefillah is a moment of amidah lifnei Hashem. But it says only atem. And our tefillahs, that the tefillah Shemoneh Esrei is b'davka, always said in Lashon Rabim. And with Klai Yisrael, that each member of Klai Yisrael understands that they're part of a larger klal. They have a chorus for the klal, and they daven for the klal because they see themselves as part of that reality. So that's the only time when Klai Yisrael is able to come to that moment of immediately Lifnei Hashem. Before that, a person has to say Shema. This pasuk continues, because the pasuk says that the goal over here is that we should be to make a commitment to the mitzvahs. So the person has to be committed to the kabbalas omach shemayim, to keep the Torah, keep the mitzvahs, be mekabel kodesh baruch hu's malchus, and then you can come at that moment of amida. So lo hadover, who, it's a fascinating thought. Shemoneh Esrei is called Avoda of the Bechol. So for us, that's Shemoneh Esrei. Shema Alchar is a much greater act of Avoda. Shema is we're Mekabel the Omach Hashemayim, we're Mekabel the Omitzvahs, we're Mekabel the Remezit Mitzrayim, that the Hashem runs the world, and we're dedicating ourselves to His service. So that's what the word Avoda means. That's the act of human beings, Avoda. How much Shemoneh Esrei Avodah? We come and stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we ask. We ask for this, and we ask for that. So where is the element of Avodah? So possibly the element of Avodah is if we had to come and ask for ourselves, so that would seemingly be a steerer to the Avodah. Avodah is this mission of one to their Creator. But we're not asking for ourselves, we're asking for Klal Yisrael. We're asking for all of Klal Yisrael. We're asking for Klal Yisrael, even if necessarily that I personally, that's not what I need, or maybe I need something which is, I would think, would be different. This is what Klal Yisrael needs, and that's what I ask for. The presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Nitzavim Lifnei Hashem, the presence that a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates in the world, he creates not just through a Malkum, but through a people. And the people is Klal Yisrael. The nation of Klal Yisrael creates the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. As much as we can submit ourselves, that's the vehicle the Rishon says to use to submit yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is your submission to the needs and to the interests and the care and the concern of Klal Yisrael. When we do that, we are able to be Nitzav Lifnei Hashem, because Klal Yisrael, Be'etzim, is Nitzav Lifnei Hashem. Shizaycha, this is Hashem, and the Yom HaDin, to see ourselves as part of the Klal. Rishon Salat just said that the school of Yom HaDin is to be part of the Klal, as Klal Yisrael is betuach, that is going to win each individual is not, but the Klal Yisrael is much of a part of the Klal. We commit ourselves to the Klal, we do care for the Klal, we do for the Klal, and we see ourselves as part of the Klal, we reserve to that Haftacha the Klal Yisrael has that there will be the Tzeach B'Din. Have a good Shabbos. See you next time.